This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I've got to be honest with folks, we've broken another record here. We seem to be doing it every week. There's never been this much insane, over-the-top news. You've got the Oregon situation with one dead, another wounded, the media lying and saying it was a shootout last night and today, then admitting it wasn't. You've got huge global developments with top generals and world leaders saying we're the closest to nuclear war we've ever been, with the doomsday clock, with top experts and scientists conferring, saying it's the most dangerous it's ever been. We've got devastating attacks on free speech in the Western world. We have got unbelievable rollouts of paramilitary force against the American people. We have the lowest approval rating ever for Congress and government in general. We have all sorts of new bizarre diseases popping up that appear to be weaponized. We've got proxy wars heating up. We have got just unbelievable information to cover today. You've got Bernie Sanders being invited by Obama to the White House, showing that they may actually go with him instead of bringing Biden in to bring down Hillary, and that the indictment of Hillary could be imminent. Tom DeLay, the former Republican whip, who's been through the ringer and falsely charged with a bunch of garbage, obviously defeated it. I'm not saying he was a good guy. He was just falsely charged with stuff because he wasn't going along with the agenda. He says she is going to be indicted or the FBI is going to go public, and he wouldn't say that if that wasn't the case. All hell is about to break loose because the Clintons will run a false flag or they will pull out all the stops. I mean, they will not go quietly. And so the fact that they're being moved towards the airlock and about to be thrown out into space, like Sigourney Weaver does to the alien, this is hardcore. This is Circus Maximus. And I'll be honest with you, this has never happened to me. I woke up this morning and my jaw is locked. I can't even put my back teeth together. That's how much I was clenching my teeth last night in my dreams, worrying about all this. I mean, I go to sleep. I just worry about this now all night long. And then that's because my gut, not just intellectually knows, we are in deep trouble. And we need to admit we're in deep trouble to get out of the deep trouble. And I want to say something to the feds and people. I know that most of the people in the federal government that are in the muscle end of things are conservatives or libertarians, and that your bosses are socialists and communists and drug dealers and scum. I know that you were naive getting into it, and most of you are come from families, and you're part of the white hat crew that used to be the majority that's now probably only about 45%. I know they want to start a civil war that wipes you out and that wipes the patriots out. I've done everything I can to try to stop this. And I'm telling the police that too. I've told the militias and everybody, don't act like idiots and don't let people manipulate you into stupid stuff and don't do stupid things. And I'm going to tell the police and the military and the feds, this isn't going to be a boss hog takeover. They're going to destroy the country. The globalists have got really bad stuff in store for everybody. So even if you're a sociopath, and I'm not saying you're all sociopaths or mercenaries, I'm saying some of you are, you really need to get a historical perspective and not be stupid. Hitler's general staff in 1943 and 44 tried to take him out, not because they were angels and not because they didn't have blood on their hands, many of them, but because they knew where it was taking Germany. And by 1943, there were only 3 or 4 million dead German troops. That sounds like a lot. It wasn't. At the end, it was 21 million Germans dead. That was about 30% of the German population. I'm telling you, just like I said, I have a bad feeling about the Bundys yesterday. yeah, folks, I'm psychic. I mean, it's a fact, okay? I mean, I don't control it. Nobody can. But, I mean, I knew something. I could just feel it. I said, something bad's about to happen. You notice it did. And I didn't have to have some contact tell me that. I'm telling you, we're all in deep trouble.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
For joining us on this key 27th day of January 2016 Wednesday edition. We'll be here for the next 4 hours broadcasting worldwide. We have the original Benghazi whistleblower who retired about 6 months after Benghazi. He is, of course, a famous whistleblower from Iran-Contra, Robert Tosh Plumlee. He was on the, quote, white hat side of the Central Intelligence Agency and famously flew weapons to Fidel Castro when he worked for Eisenhower. So he's been in covert operations since 1958, and he retired 3 years ago. He blew the entire operation of Benghazi wide open more than anyone else. And we received very serious death threats. He received threats. And the Justice Department came after him, but then backed off. He said, fine, go ahead and indict me. He'll be joining us at the bottom of the next hour with an update because the new 13 Hours has come out and, of course, covers the stand down and the rest of it. But everything he talked about, how she was using the export powers to secretly transfer weapons out of the State Department to different third world dictators that were paying her off, that was first here. By the way, we're not bragging. That's like sticking your head in the lion's mouth. It's a dangerous trick. Again, nobody else had the cojones to have him on. We did it because we don't have, you know, it's not about being macho, folks. It's about doing our job here. But I just want you to know this is a very serious broadcast. We used to have some humor on the show, and it's fun, and I still want to do it. I want to make fun of Bernie Sanders and stuff, but at a certain point, you know, it just stuff's too hardcore. He's popping in. We're going to look at how they plan to steal the election from Trump. Huge article on InfoWars.com with top Bilderberg Group member Ed Davos actually says the super elites, that's what they call themselves, the super class, that's what the Kissinger Group calls them, remember when the head of the Kissinger Group told me right in front of John Harmon, he said on the phone during a break, he said, look, just join us, Alex. Just join us. You're part of the super class. Harmon heard it. And I started laughing at the guy. And he said, I'm just going to get off here. I thought if I was nice to you, you'd. And these people are just sick. Imagine how everybody else says, oh, you run trillions. You're being nice to me. Let me get on my knees before you. Well, they say they're going after Trump, and that is the number one certification that he is good, and they don't like it. And even if he's not perfect, they know that they don't run him and that he actually wants to run things, and that scares the daylights out of them. And they also obviously have Trump's phones tapped, his email tapped, and everything else, and I don't want to really give the media something to go into hissy fits about. But they already pretty much have when he started tweeting out InfoWars links and saying he likes InfoWars and I'm a nice guy and stuff like that. Trump's getting a crash course just like Vladimir Putin is from this show. Just a fact. You see us influencing major TV shows. You know, Drudge is a daily listener. We have to admit that InfoWars has the ear of the intelligentsia and of the cultural elite and of the bad guys as well. But they're coming after Trump because he's learning about the globalists and the New World Order, and he's pretty freaked out about it, quite frankly. And they now know. That's why they went after Rand Paul and said, how dare you be an Alex Jones guy? How dare you be part of, you know, and back when he was, Alex is great. Yeah, he's supposed to build a bird. I love Alex. Then they convinced him to kind of distance himself, and then his stock went down like rotten milk, you know, being thrown out. And he's not rotten milk, but just the fact that he tried to be a little bit establishment, everybody ran from him. Trump is smart enough, too, to know that being anti-establishment is the touchstone, the zeitgeist, and so wading into the info war, testing it up to his knees, perhaps preparing to fully immerse himself in it, has got them in fits. I don't want to put ourselves at the center of this, but we are a large part of it. You are part of it as well, but that's the inside baseball if you just want to know. So Richard Reeves is going to tape a special report that's going to be on the nightly news tonight that I'm going to air sections of it tomorrow with an expert on how they're trying to steal the delegate process and the parliamentary systems are going to try to do it, and then they're in the news bragging about it, but we're going to get into the inside technicals of that. Now, obviously, there has been a tragedy in Oregon. And there's a lot of angles to this, and so I am going to calmly go over it here in just a few minutes. It's very, very sad. Some of the people involved in this are heroes. They selflessly meant well, but they were not sophisticated and walked into a trap. And so if I was in the military and I was commanding a group of scouts, if I was a sergeant commanding a platoon, and then my men wanted to go up a hill and attack an enemy, I'd say, no, we're going to wait till they come off the hill. We're going to go around behind them and get intel, or we're going to attack them in the middle of the night. We're not going to attack them at high noon and go up the hill. It wouldn't be, I'm a traitor, I want to work with the enemy. I don't want to see the men shot up and defeated and destroyed. But so many times, people that haven't been involved in politics, haven't been involved in studying guerrilla warfare, studying political operations, any of it, they just show up and just know all about it. Because they got 20 cows and 4 foster kids, and you know they know how to do everything. And they write a novel about, you know, it's going to take blood and a revolution to fix things. And that's exactly why the globalists are trying to provocateur a revolution, because that's not what we need in this country. Until we've exhausted every peaceful means, then if we've actually exhausted political means, if you're willing to go and fight and die and be killed, what are you going to do first energy-wise, politically, if you put energy into things with the same energy you'd use to go die? Our problems would be over very, very quickly. I have put the energy for 21 years of someone willing to die, ready to die, into an information war. And I'm fully ready to be shut up, fully ready to be put in prison, fully ready to be killed. But when it happens, I'll do my best, if it happens, to have it be just like the archetype of the martyr. Lower my hands and let Darth Vader cut me right in half. Then I win. Then that death means something. Then that death is worth millions dying in a fight. But you have to build the consciousness. You have to build the system. You have to build the personality. You have to build the sacrifice and make the sacrifice great and make the sacrifice loved when it's destroyed. As they try to assassinate my character, as they try to kill my name, it's already a martyr-level event, which humans admire at a deep, primitive level. We're in sophisticated information warfare with the enemy. And do any of these rural groups and others ever listen to me? Yeah, a lot of times they do, but other times they send in the provocateurs, the expert technicians, just like Atari Militia. They did fake arrest of the feds. And, you know, keep them for a few months. They're really not even at the jail. Then let them out the back. That's what we've got to watch with the people in jail right now very closely. And ended up, I told you to watch Atari. You watch with this. The Bundys are not the operatives. You can listen to them. Take one look at them. We know where they came from. They're good people. But they wouldn't have been the George Washingtons leading the fight. They would have been the guys in the trenches. They are not generals. They're led around by their noses. They feel it's right the feds are stealing property, acting like thugs, so they have a right to go and do what they did, but they did it in a swamp when the enemy's up on cliffs. Just hammering the daylights out of them, walking into a complete trap. I'm going to skip this network break. This is so important. And it's very, very sad. It's very, very painful to see this unfold. And I'm going to go over it at the bottom of the hour. We'll put their mugshots up on screen for folks. And I'm going to have Joe Biggs come in as well and discuss this with him. He can just come sit in here with me because he went there and covered it. And I think we probably didn't send David Knight or him out there now in the aftermath, because we're going to learn very quickly whether they're going to be able to send in foundation operatives who will try to start a civil war over something like this versus factions of the feds that are clearly not trying to escalate this. See, there's different factions. There's at least 7 factions we know of in the CIA. 3 major factions in the NSA. Different administrations come in and try to create new factions or take over other ones. There's Army versus CIA. There's Navy versus Army. There's the Marine Corps, standalone. There's Defense Intelligence. There's the big mega banks above it trying to control and manipulate it all. Then there's international factions. It's not just, let's go have a war with the feds. Let's have it start here like the Alamo. You know that they planned with President Andrew Jackson in 1835, a year out what they did in Texas. You know they sent Colonel Travis, this is inside baseball, but it's leaked out here and there, but this is confirmed, down to the Alamo to fight 10-to-1 odds to die, to create a chain reaction to give birth to Texas, because they were hardcore folks. And they were Christians, but they basically followed a Rosicrucian founding father basic cult deal, where they really wanted to found the new Atlantis. They really wanted to build a new civilization based on human empowerment, and they wanted to die in sacrifice against tyranny. They don't really make people like that anymore much, do they? And they went and they basically planned it and they knew it. And then Travis told the men, you're all going to die. Step across the line and join me in history. And they stepped across just like the 300. They planned with Andrew Jackson an event similar to that. They didn't know exactly how it would go down a year before. And then they found Travis, who'd already won some battles and was a born leader, to lead it. And he wrote on that letter to my family when he left his son with the Ayers family, my mom's side, and said, take care of my little boy. And then he wrote the other letter and said, I'm not giving up victory or death. And they hoped to get reinforcements, but they knew they weren't coming. And they knew where they were going. And they knew that they were coming to draw Santa Ana into the South so they could get ready in the East with the armies. With Sam Houston, under the direct command of President Andrew Jackson, in a covert action of the United States of America to take a third of Mexico. That's how you plan things. That's how you win. That's how you kick the British Empire's butt that nobody could stop. Real planning, real sacrifice, real long-term commitment. Not 10 guys in camo and, you know, three of them are, I mean, you know, right out of the, you know, where. And then you got, you know, other Fed ops running around running textbook brainwashing on people. And I just told everybody, get out of there. And I, with Joel Skousen and all the rest of them, said, you need to get out of there right now. You need to get out of there as quickly as you can. You need to use this to move on. You've had your victory in Nevada. The globalists hate you for it. You're going to be shut up. It's going to end badly. And now they're going to try to use this tragedy, and they probably did execute him. This Mr. Lavoy, who looks like a good man, who meant well, but had a martyr complex and has gotten what he wanted. I can read his quotes from his book and his public statements. And then you got some of these other people bringing their daughters, and there's witnesses, young women are witnesses to this, and I believe them, that they got him out. He jumps out and says, go ahead and shoot me, and they just shot him. Other people are saying he was on his knees, his hands behind his head. Well, no, the witnesses that were there are saying that, you know, that he got out and he had his hands up and they shot him. It's horrible. But you're going to hand Obama and the globalists everything they want. If there's any tit for tat, if feds get shot in the back of the head while they're pumping gas or whatever, you have no idea who that is you're going to go walk up and shoot. You have no idea how many of those people are on our side and do not like what's happening and are trying to leak information to stop what's going on. The bad ones are the bureaucrats up there bragging at the BLM. Yeah, we steal property. And then those, you know, 350-pound goblins send the men to go then intimidate and hurt everyone. It's disgusting. And I cut my teeth exposing what happened at Waco and bullhorning the judge and going over it all. And what they did there was terrible. They wanted to start a fight with the American people at that point. But folks got so upset and didn't buy into calling them a cult and the rest of it that they had to back off, and it blew up in their face. So then they pulled Oklahoma City to demonize the liberty movement. And their same agent was in Waco and was in Oklahoma City. And when he didn't want to blow up a daycare center, when McVeigh didn't want to blow up a daycare center, they set him up and drugged his butt that day and had him found by the state police on the side of the highway. And you know, the governor's brother wrote a book 1 year before where the federal building is bombed by a Tom McVeigh. And he dedicated the book to the secret circle. You see, this is all different religious orders, folks, battling each other over what controls America. And you've got the dark side, Luciferian, 1776 copycat group that ran the French Revolution, Adam Weishaupt, trying to create a false Illuminati, or the light, liberty, God, and overtake it. And George Washington wrote about this in at least 9 different letters before he died. Probably poisoned. We know they bled him to death. Because he was getting ready to lead a movement in the Masonic order to kick the devil-worshipping Illuminati out of it that was trying to take it over. I mean, you want to know the big secrets, folks? This is it. And it's there in history. Pieces here and there, and given down through the lore of places like the Lone Star State, the state meant to defend the Republic till the end, the state meant to be a redoubt in the future if the enemy was able to take over the rest of the country. These covert wars have been going on since before this country was founded. And these are the type of secrets you learn if you're in the right lodge and a 33rd degree Mason. It's not the secrets of Solomon's Temple. So I'm going to get into the big news that this Bundy tragedy distracts from. But I hope this doesn't just continue to unravel and become something to demonize the liberty movement, and that they don't carry out some type of new Oklahoma City and blame it on the Patriots. And we've got Democrat internal talking papers and points that came out years ago, even on Fox News 5 years ago, that they're planning a new Oklahoma City to be blamed on the liberty movement if the Tea Party tries to take back the Congress. Violence is not the answer at this point. You have a total right to defensively defend yourself, but not offensively. And we need to be smart. We need to demand the squad car videos of the state police and the feds be released immediately if they didn't execute this guy. We need to have other folks, because they supposedly have still surrounded the facility. There's still people inside, including some people's daughters. You don't bring your daughter to something if you're, you know, writing news articles and giving speeches about how you're ready to die. And then it's a magnet for crazies where they're arresting drunks, pulling up, getting out, saying, I'm going to kill cops, and falling down, and weirdos in sumo wrestler outfits, and you know, people stealing federal vehicles. You couldn't write a script better to make the liberty movement look bad. And then people in the middle of it who mean well, committed, not knowing how they're being set up, saying, we've got to stay the course no matter what. We've got to stay right here. And no matter what goes on or how many provocateurs come in to make us look like idiots, we've got to just sit here and stay the course. That's not military thinking. That's not historical thinking. That's how you get destroyed. And so I must say, you don't speak for us in the Liberty Movement or anyone that agrees with Alex Jones. We're going to come back with a huge World War IV news. It's mainstream news. It's over the top.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the InfoWar. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The Bundys are a microcosm, as I've said many times, and if you understand what's happening to them, you understand what's happening across the board. And I'm going to get back into that with Joe Biggs here in about 10 minutes. He's there in the news center and is going to be coming in to join us. But before I go any further, let me get into the other news we're going to be covering throughout the broadcast. I'm going to get to some of this in a moment. Doomsday clock, world more dangerous than during Cold War. That's the Hill newspaper with a consortium of former top generals, scientists, and others saying it's the closest to doomsday it's ever been. How many times have I told you that the last 3 years? And that's also what a lot of top military are saying behind the scenes. You know, my dad takes serious what I say. He's a smart guy. Highly educated, informed, been around the world. But he was at a event with a bunch of former generals because they were involved in trying to put nutraceuticals through the FDA so they could actually obviously patent it and then have this nutraceutical, because he's been involved in that a long time. And my dad was sitting there talking to multi-star generals, and they're like, we listen to your son every day. He's absolutely dead on target. We don't know how he has all this intel and information. He must have incredible sources. We can't believe they haven't killed him yet. And my dad came in, he said, man, these guys were talking for like an hour about all this. And he was like, wow, so you're really that accurate? And then it was weird. Like, ever since then, he doesn't even argue with me anymore. And it's weird to have your father. His fathers kind of automatically argue with their sons. You know, he's 66 years old. But it's just weird. But it's not that. It's I'm immersed in it. We have the contacts. We figured out the operation. We know the plan. We don't know exactly when they're going to execute or in what order. But, man, it just is unbelievable. So it's not that special. I'm not that special. I just was immersed in it, and we have the connections. Like my father educated me when I was young and others and the John Birch Society and others. So we know now. And so the info's out. People don't have to believe us. They can look at our research, see the angles, and then see it for themselves. And you may see it clearer than we do and give us more intel. That's what's happening is we're exponentially learning more. I look at the mistakes I made 15 years ago, 20 years ago, the dumb things I did, how I helped the enemy in so many ways. We hurt them more than we helped them, but now we're getting to where we just hurt them. I mean, it's like 99% hammer their head in the ground. We connect with a political punch. It's a jawbreaker. 20 years ago, I was slapping them on the wrist. Now it's hammer. And we have the moves that will hammer the enemy to hell. And we want you to come and join us. And look, take everything we do, copy it. I don't care. My problem is like a Glenn Beck. We've had it for 3 years. Mystery Political Science Theater 3000. That's our exact name on record for covering debates and State of the Unions. They now call it that and do the exact same thing while trying to demonize us and get us off stations and shut us down. And, I mean, I'll talk to station owners who are like, yeah, those Beck people don't like you being on the same station. They're threatening to. It's just like, man, you're trying to, like, be me, misrepresent what we are, and then bury me like a body snatcher? I'm not laying down next to you and going to sleep while you put the pod next to me. And I'm not bragging about InfoWars or Alex Jones. I'm just saying we've hit the zeitgeist to the level that people literally plagiarize in front of everyone while trying to put me politically under the ground pushing daisies. No, you're not. No, you're not. And I just, you know, cannot believe the arrogance. But I'm digressing. We're going to be Big Brain's putting a clip together showing this of the show going back 3 years, calling it, you know, it was actually my idea, and Rob Dewey came up with it. I said, you know, like Mystery Science Theater. And he goes, Political Science Theater. And I said, yeah, that's it. Quite frankly, though, you stole the wrong name. We're actually changing the name. I don't think people pretty much understand that, though it is kind of comedy what we do. It's more serious. So we're already trying to come up with a new name for doing that. Now the Young Turks are doing the same thing. That's fine because they didn't copy the name. Just can't you people innovate or trailblaze anything yourselves? But I don't care if you copy what we do and give us no credit. Just don't try to destroy me. It's uncool. I mean, you can crap on me, just don't rub it in. You know, it's like a Full Metal Jacket quote. I don't want it's a family show, but you know, I bet you're the type of guy that was such and such and not even give somebody a you-know-what. You know, just come on. Have some basic decency. But I guess if you're going to steal from somebody, you got to knock them on the head. I guess that's kind of what goes with the territory. Now, let me get into the really serious news. Doomsday clock, world more dangerous than during Cold War. Oh, boy. Fed rate meeting, global stock market volatility puts U.S. banks on the hot seat. France declares permanent police state. Just totally announces it. No freedom. Take your money. Rescues to protect you from the Muslims they brought in. Sweden's army chief warns World War III inside Europe within a few years. That we already have U.S. troops in battle with Russian Special Forces Spetsnaz going back a year ago in Ukraine. I mean, that's just over-the-top crazy. France's highways descend into chaos and lawlessness as millions of Islamics just run around robbing everyone. This total socialist collapse. And again, they bring in the French Revolution collapse worldwide. Then out of it, they give you an imperial leader like Napoleon. And that's why they don't want Trump, because they think he might be trying to beat them to the pass. Report, DHS incapable of accurately reporting visa overstays, but don't worry, they're good at getting a guy out of a pickup truck in Oregon and shooting him between the eyes. And just feds, you think your pension funds will be any good acting like this? You think there's any future when you've done stuff like this? You think you can just get away with evil forever and nothing's going to happen to you? Because here's the deal. These people were led around by their noses and manipulated, but their hearts were right. They're heroes, the Bundys and others, even though they were silly and fell on their face. They are real men. The guy you killed is a real man. The people out there playing along with this globalist takeover, you know what you're doing. I wouldn't want to be you when you face Christ. Backdoor gun control. Doctors, not psychologists, to screen all adults for depression with a 10-question survey. You answer three of those wrong. I'm sad sometimes. I'm anxious sometimes. I'm depressed. Your guns are gone. KitDanielsInfoWars.com. That's the new executive order that they just have the medical tyranny. U.S. destabilizing Europe. Austrian record-holding athlete lashes out at idiotic refugee policies. It's not idiotic. They're bringing in martial law with it. See, people keep saying they're idiotic. No, they run things. The globalists are totally evil. You got to admit that they're scientific. They've dominated us. They're on top of us. Not, oh, they're crazy, because it makes you feel better about it. That's the first step going, man, this is crazy. Yeah, crazy like a fox. You got to get inside the enemy's mind or they're going to beat you every time. 60% of refugees heading to Europe are economic migrants, top EU official. Yeah, they want free goodies and, you know, women. I mean, in their countries, women are just absolute property, so why not? You know? And by the way, they've got the liberal German women out giving the Arab men roses and just saying, hey, baby, I'm here. I'm sorry for our misogyny. I'm sorry for our xenophobia against your horrible Stone Age, religion of making women wear beekeeper suits and sexually mutilating and killing a woman if a man rapes her. And you saw, so, of course, the sickening anti-female, anti-family devil. Feminists love it because they hate women. They want you to abort your children. They want you without a good man. They want you to hate your sons if you do have them. They want to they're just eugenicist high priestesses. So, of course, they go to the Islamicist, you know, caliphate slavers and just hit their knees because they love cancer. They love death. They love failure. They hate the West. They hate the new Atlantis. They want to blow it up. Absolutely overrun by demons, ladies and gentlemen. As ISIS threat grows in Europe, NATO to deliver 5 global hawks to Sicily by the end of 2016. That'll be to bomb opposition to Al-Qaeda in Libya. But they sell that to the public like, oh, they're going to battle ISIS in Italy with drones. It's the government bringing them in. It goes on and on. I haven't even hit one-tenth of the articles. Rome covers up nude statues in Muslim for Iran president. See, all about censorship. We censor ourselves for them. God forbid he sees a statue of David. Feminized males will allow Muslims to conquer Europe. Another key article. Top Bilderberg, global elite must stop Donald Trump. Totally key article I mentioned earlier. We need to get that out to everybody. Hillary Clinton drops below 50% nationally. Now Obama is having Bernie Sanders to the White House, signaling that they may just not use Biden, they may use Sanders. They may be offering him a VP slot with Biden. Wait for it. Wait for it. That's in the cards. Or Elizabeth Warren and Biden. Joe Biden. Clintonista complains to Twitter that co-founder that Hillary mocking hashtag is pure misogyny. See, criticizing the Lord and Savior is hating women, just like criticizing Obama, criticizing blacks. And we'll have to sit here and explain to women if she gets elected, we're not against you. We're not against you. We're not against you. The CIA ran Hillary and this magazine. We just want to stop her. She's a tyrant. Shut up. The women are winning. You'll never stop us. It's like Charlton Heston at the end of Omega Man. I have the cure. I want to free you. Shut up. They throw a spear into him. Shut up. We want to be like this. There's chemicals in the water. We want them. All right, we're going to Biggs here in a minute. It's going on and on and on. I mean, it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier. Oh, look at this headline. High-profile militant John Ritzheim flees home to Arizona hours before the feds spring the trap. Oh, wasn't that convenient? We're going to be getting into that in just a moment with the Oregon standoff having a bloody turn. And the mainstream media, I have TV and I have the Daily Mail, saying there was a shootout. No, there wasn't. The feds even admit that. So I guess if the feds pull me over and shoot me, you'll just say, well, there's a shootout. Very, very dangerous. That's all coming up. China warned Soros against declaring war on its currency. 20,000 chunks of space debris are floating around Earth. More on the Zika virus. There's just hundreds of key articles. But first, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell everybody that we are running the biggest special we ever have on DNA Force. This is our Rolls-Royce product. Comparable formulas are $300 to $600. Just the BioPQQ in it costs about $40 for us. That's why a comparable, just a dose of BioPQQ is $40 with other leading brands that aren't even organic like ours. And it has a whole bunch of other key ingredients that are very expensive as well, but we just give you the very lowest price on it. And this has turned a lot of heads the 2 years it's been out. We can actually say about this 125 clinical studies, nerve growth factor, energize, and more. I forget how many pounds it is. It's something like 300 pounds of blueberries. 300 pounds of blueberries. To get the same amount of vitamin C that's in BioPQQ. It's basically super vitamin C. Like Linus Pauling won the Nobel Prize for what it could do. But if you take that much vitamin C, you get sick. You get diarrhea. But not with BioPQQ. Now we're paying $14,000 a kilo for Mitsubishi America that owns the patent for this. And they can't believe we've been buying it. They only basically sell it in Japan and places. They make it here. Because no one will even pay for it. Or they pay $600 a bottle for the real deal. I mean, to give you an idea, that's why it's, ladies and gentlemen, normally $150. Because this stuff's like $80 of product going into the bottle. This, ladies and gentlemen, is $97. It doesn't say on my sheet. I know it's 25% off. Yeah, $97.50. Normally $134 discounted. $97.50. So you can see it's almost a loss leader, folks, when you've got, depending on which batch we do and how much it costs, between $70 and $80 of product. The BioPQQ cost us something like, depending on how much we pay at the time, $35 to $40 for one ingredient, and it's got all the other super ingredients in it. It is, we believe from our research, the ultimate pill for, you name it. I mean, my finger was cut off. Hanging by skin, it was still numb a decade later. When this came out 2.5 years ago, I began taking it, and my whole side of my finger started tingling a month in, and the feeling came back. And that's exactly what they say it does. It's one of the only documented things with nerve regeneration. It is incredible. And everybody's asking me, why don't you ever talk about this? Well, it costs a lot, and I just want to plug, you know, the colloidal silver that's, you know, $19. I just, you know, no, this is the super product. This is what people should check out for themselves. And the discount only goes for a few days because here's the deal. The discount only goes for a few days because we only have a limited supply, and we'll get more in 5 weeks. So I decided to do this as a loss leader and to sell it out. It'll probably be gone by next week, InfoWarsLife.com. And the purchase funds this key operation. There are some other new specials today at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping on all orders above $50 as well. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. All right, this is the last break of the week I'm skipping, but I'm skipping this one. Let's bring Joe Biggs in, former Army Staff Sergeant, combat vet of Afghanistan and Iraq. Combat vet, he can comment on the tactics, the so-called military people that were there, most of which were never in the military, what he saw, the fact that they pulled the car over, and then reportedly they ran, it crashed, according to the daughter that was in the car and others. And then they'd already shot up the vehicle. The woman jumps out, the man jumps out, and they shoot Mr. Lavoie. I think the man had a lot of courage. I think he meant well, and he was ready to die. And we're going to go over his quotes to newspapers just last week. That said, I don't think it's time for a shooting war. People don't even understand the factions that are involved. The globalists want to start a shooting war, but Joe Biggs was there for a week last month in the middle of this circus, or I guess actually earlier this month, in the middle of this circus. And now they still reportedly, tell me if it's changed last hour, have the wildlife refuge surrounded. The feds now are going Waco style and telling people to come out, but they're keeping the media back. I want to send you out there as soon as possible. Hopefully this ends peacefully, but for the aftermath, the demonstrations, and to track what's coming and what's unfolding. I'm not saying any of the people that got arrested are feds, and I'm also not saying that there's a son of this guy at high noon, but they did this with Atari. I said, watch who they release in a few weeks and who the charges quietly get dropped on, because that's what they do to protect informants and operatives, if there were any in the group that are in there. And I'm just putting that out there. That needs to be watched very, very closely. We're watching it very closely. And you can look at the mug shots and see who looks concerned and who doesn't. But this is very, very serious information. Obviously, we're going to be unfolding. The feds need to release the video right now. We have one of the daughters of the people that was in the car. We'll read her quote saying that, again, they pulled them over. They said, let the women go, drive off, and we'll go with you. They said no. They drove off. The feds reportedly shot at them. They crashed the vehicle. The guy gets out, Lavoie, and they reportedly shot him once in the head, and then one of the Bundy brothers got grazed. And Joe Biggs has the latest to break all this down. But just overall, the situation is really sad. Again, I think the Bundys have courage. I know the feds are out of control. We pretty much under the Declaration of Independence do have a right to physically stand up now. But we need to choose our battles, like they said at Bunker Hill. And I'm sorry. I don't think in the smarts departments, and I'm not saying they're stupid, but these guys haven't been in this 20-plus years like I and others have been in it. They don't have the growth curve. They don't have the knowledge curve. And they're not the leaders, for 1776 Part 2. I mean, they're just not George Washington. I don't even consider myself George Washington. And I'm one of the most focused, out front, informed people in the fight against the New World Order. But we supported them out there with what happened in Nevada. They were in the right. It was a magic moment. But now it's turned south, and it's very sad. Joe, your overall view of this crisis, and then let's get into the numbers and the facts here.
You know, when we got there, I was reading news reports. Everyone's saying that the people in Burns didn't want the Bundys there. They didn't want the militiamen there. You know, and after getting boots on the ground and actually being able to talk to some of the locals, that just wasn't the case. So right off the bat, you could kind of tell that they were ready to demonize this, use this as maybe to set an example for what the government wanted to do to people like this, to so-called right-wingers who were going to go up and make a stand against the government, because they did get beat back in Nevada when that happened with the standoff on the Bundy Ranch.
And we can roll some of that B-roll in the background. It's historic feds surrender, armed feds surrender to citizens. They were threatening to shoot David Knight at the front of it with the camera. And then they were in the wrong. That would have been Lexington or Concord, shot heard around the world, if they would have mowed down people with their guns not up, but guns down, on horseback with American flags. That would have kicked off a revolution, and we might win that one. But if a revolution kicks off in the wrong way and we shoot first, that gives the enemy home field advantage and the coin costs to be receiving the kickoff. Go ahead.
Well, you can tell that they were upset over this, the fact that they did have to back down, that this was a worldwide event that was seen by people all over, and that the federal government had to step back. They had to move back. And the Bundy stood up, and all these people came out. They supported. They showed up. And it was this huge embarrassment on the federal government. And then you see what happened here in Oregon. They took this as an opportunity, I think. That's why they brought in the amount of FBI they did, why they brought in more police officers from different counties surrounding that area in hopes that they would be able to eventually go in, take these guys and make an example of them. And it's just kind of been a countdown. You know, there were many nights that we thought it was going to happen while I was there. I was only there 3 or 4 days. And, night after night, you would see these guys bringing up the tractors, the trucks. They were worried that there was going to be this imminent FBI raid that was going to happen. And they stayed inside that compound. But since then, they've began to venture out more and more. And
that's guaranteed they got advised that, because they'll watch this later with their lawyers and stuff, and maybe start listening to me. Like Rand Paul finally started listening a few weeks ago, and I'm not bragging, we just know what we're talking about. The folks then, I'm sure, advise you it's safe they can come out. Of course, that's not when it was safe. And again, if people aren't provocateurs that are in sumo wrestler outfits and people, you know, doing all this, then they ought to be, because that's exactly what I would do if I was on the other side of this.
You know, I had a chance to actually, you know, talk with Lavoy Finicum, and he is definitely one of those guys who's extremely passionate. He believed in what was going on, and he said before, when we were there, he actually walked out. There was word that there was a warrant out for his arrest, so he walked out to the end of the wildlife refuge, sat a sleeping bag down, had his little rifle, and said, "Hey, I'm staying here. If they want to come arrest me, come to me."
He was making a stand. We can only admire it. And, you know, isn't it interesting that he's the one that got shot and killed?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I guess he was ready for it. And I guess, you know, he wrote a book about, you know, the martial law basically starting after some patriots get killed. In fact, I'm going to pull up some of the quotes from the book he wrote. I mean, I guess he kind of fell in love with the idea of that. So is that the martyr everybody needs or wants when the guy wanted to be a martyr? Again, I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm just saying, you know, this really doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting how this whole thing unfolds, because you have a Victoria Sharp, one of the ladies who was in the vehicle last night, saying that he, in fact, got out. He had his hands up, that they shot at him first, and that's what happened. You know, you have that whole hands up, don't shoot thing. And now you have other eyewitnesses, two drivers, two guys, separate vehicles, talking about how, in fact, that wasn't the case. The guy who was a bodyguard, his name is McConnell. This is in an article by Raw Story titled "Eyewitnesses Knock Down Conspiracy Theories About Lavoy Finicum Dying with His Hands Up." Now, this guy took to Facebook late last night, early this morning, now everyone look at it, and came out and said that he saw, from his point of view, that they were pulled over, they were stopped. Lavoy Finicum's truck went around, they sped around that stop, and went into some kind of like snow embankment. And at that point in time, based off his testimony, you know, in his Facebook post, that they began to argue, and that Finicum had gotten out, and this was like a diesel truck. So when he got out, the wheels were still spinning, and the truck was moving. And from what he saw and another guy saw, is that Finicum got out and ran towards these officers.
Well, that's what the daughter, I've got her name right here, who's saying it's horrible they killed him. You know, she's saying they're bad. She's with them. And, you know, a daughter, one of the men in the truck, she's saying, you know, they shot him in the head as he ran towards them, saying, "Shoot me." Yeah. So that's what the eyewitnesses who are on the side of the Bundys and everybody are saying. I'm not defending what happened. I don't think it's good they shot a guy running at him who was unarmed. But, I mean, can we roll the footage from the original Bundy deal? Because I've been wanting that. I know we have it in there. You know, just some of that in the background. But here's some footage. Are the feds already releasing footage? Nico, tell us what this is that we're seeing. Again, for radio
listeners.
This
is B-roll that Travis sent us this morning from Oregon, which features Lavoy Finicum.
Oh, this is earlier footage. Oh, absolutely. I saw it. That's where he's talking.
He sent this to me this morning.
Yes, at another checkpoint. Okay, yeah, there's a lot of this. So, again, if you're a radio listener, just tuned in. We're also TV, Infowars.com/show.
Like I say, we don't know what happened. You know, I don't know if he did have his hands up. I'm not saying that he didn't. And I'm not saying that these guys are, you know, lying or not.
Well, some people are putting the story out that he was on his knees.
Exactly.
But that's folks on Facebook that aren't there.
Yeah.
The woman who was there, the daughter, I got her name, we'll come back and then go over it, said, "Oh, it's terrible. They killed him. They murdered him." You know, they're from that perspective.
Yeah.
But he got out and ran at him, yelling at him. So it's a very, very tense situation, folks. This is very, very sad. We don't want to start a civil war over this and give Obama a big, giant present. Big, stay there. We're going to come right back to you and look at more of this. This has got me really wound up, though. Plus all this World War III news. I mean, just look at all this.